Morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen. I think one loser today is you on that debate. That fella really put the case brilliantly for us taxpayers.
Do you think so?
Absolutely right. Absolutely. Why should we subsidise these people? And they've gone and they swing the lid and they want to change their minds. Nothing of the kind. Go out and
Well, because, John, you might have someone if they've got away with it in life and yet they realise they've made a mistake and then they're going to be without benefits for 3 years, John.
Benefits. Think of the very word benefits. It's an incentive not to work, to lie in bed, to sponge on the rest of us. That fellow was terrific. And, Stephen, you shouldn't stand up. And so I know you're going to be unbiased and you're going to be balanced the programme, but he rolled you over and he speaks for all your listeners,
so
you're, most of them.
So you're telling me that someone that has manipulated the system, right, and they can't be bothered working, but after they do that and after they get the benefits taken away from them, they think to themselves, my goodness, what have I done? I want to wise up now. You think the sentence, the punishment should be 3 years?
Stephen, it's the same as the drug cheats. Once you're a drug cheat, like whatever his name is, can't remember him now, you can't go into the Olympics. That's what it should be. Once you've cheated at drugs, you should not be allowed to take part in professional sport. You made a mistake, you may reform, you may change, but you should not be allowed back into athletics, and it's the same here. If you're cheating the rest of us, and how much have they changed anyway? If you want to go out and get a job, very low pay, of course it is. I used to work for nothing, Stephen. Literally for nothing. I worked and I learned and then I made my pathetic way in life. And why should the rest of us who are being bled dry by governments for taxes, not just on income tax, all the taxes we paid, just to look after these people? That's not what Beveridge brought in the welfare state in the 1940s for. It was to be a safety net for people who really needed it. So many of these people don't. So I'm glad that chap stood up for the rest of us who are voiceless in society.
Anyway, McCraig, you're not on the talk about... I don't know why you're having to go at me this morning. You're not on the talk about benefits. You're on the talk about Cheltenham.
Fantastic Cheltenham, isn't it? Absolutely terrific. We've got today two even money chances. Sprinter Sacker and Hurricane Fly, who are odds on the machines, and some punters are taking even money. They've been odds on for ages. The betting is going to be frenetic. The Irish coming over, Hurricane Fly to retain his title, Q Vega to go and win the Mares again, and she's 13-8, 7-4 on. And it is absolutely the over 50,000 will be here today over the 4 days at Cheltenham. It's at nearly 225,000. A magnificent place to be. You should run your programme, which you do so well when you come over to Britain doing it from Manchester or on this and that.
Salford.
From Cheltenham 1 year.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm into horse racing though, John.
You ought to be. It's part of an Ireland. There's something special, not patronising at all, but Ireland is special for horses. And people understand horses, they love horses. So many kids are brought up on horses, girls and boys. And Ireland has got something special. And now, I know Ireland's a basket case as far as the Republic especially is concerned, as far as the money is concerned, and the euro and all that sort of thing. And there are less Irish coming over now, understandably so. But without Ireland, you know, when they had in 2001, there was the foot and mouth. You remember the foot and mouth?
Yeah.
And they had to abandon Cheltenham. But there was talk of running it without the Irish. In other words, to avoid the foot and mouth coming over from Ireland or going back to Ireland. And I said, how can you possibly have a Cheltenham without the Irish? You couldn't, and they didn't. And they're here in force, not as strong as they have been in the past, but it's tremendous. You build up all year for this. This is really, I'm just looking down on the betting ring now. The bookmakers coming up early, setting up their joints and waiting. It is an amazing place to be on the planet. Nowhere else would I rather be than here at Cheltenham.